In the news this week, rogue private gender clinics are banned from prescribing puberty blockers to under 18s. A pro-life campaigner is fined by the police for standing near an abortion centre. And a baby with Down syndrome changes her parents' minds on disability selective abortions. Hello. Private clinics have been banned from prescribing puberty blockers to gender-confused young people in Great Britain. Until the 3rd of September, under 18s will no longer be able to obtain the experimental drugs from the UK or Europe, while NHS England has indefinite restrictions on them. Controversial clinic Gender GP, which has moved overseas after its founder was suspended by the General Medical Council, will no longer be able to evade UK regulations. Helen Joyce of women's group Sex Matters welcomed the emergency legislation, but called for further steps. The next government must also rein in the private sale of cross-sex hormones to teenagers and young adults, particularly in light of mounting evidence of harmful side effects. Otherwise, unregulated online clinics will continue to profit from desperate youngsters who have been misled by trans lobbyists into thinking of these drugs as a panacea. The Northern Ireland Assembly has pushed the Communities Minister to bring forward a new conversion practices law. MLAs voted by 41-25 to pass a motion claiming damaging conversion practices are still legal in Northern Ireland and rejected an amendment protecting prayer and pastoral support. But Doug Beattie, who supports outlawing so-called conversion practices, said the right to pray and preach and to give counsel and pastoral care to someone who seeks support should not be diminished. Minister for Communities Gordon Lyons explained the department will not bring forward any proposals until all viewpoints are consulted. While it is important that we have protections against coercive, abusive, and unsafe practices, it is vital that rights such as freedom of speech and freedom of religion are protected. A pro-life campaigner has been fined by West Midlands Police for standing near an abortion centre in Birmingham. Sebastian Vaughan Spruce was handed a fixed penalty notice by police community support officers after they claimed his conduct was in breach of a public spaces protection order. In footage obtained by March for Life UK, Mr. Vaughan Spruce is quizzed by officers concerning his presence on the pavement near the abortion centre.
You've been asked to move, are you going to move?
Well, you haven't clarified as to the reason as well.
With the PSPO, you can't be outside.
But you haven't clarified as to what
the PSPO, which is there, tells you all the reasons.
How am I breaking it?
Because you stood in the zone.
But you can still stand on a public street then.
Following the incident, Mr. Vaughan Spruce warned that buffer zone regulations in the UK were now being misused to punish people for wrong thinking in a public space. And finally, a couple who have a child with Down syndrome have called for a change in the law on disability selective abortions. Steve and Natalie's daughter Verity was diagnosed with Downs shortly after her birth in February last year. 15 months on, Steve reflects, "I was very much of the old-fashioned view that I didn't want to take on that burden. That was the word that would have been in my head at the time. Now I can see how many possibilities there are for any child with a disability." Verity's parents say they can no longer support current legislation, which allows abortion up to birth for children deemed to have a disability, including Down syndrome. Latest figures for England and Wales show that 760 babies believed to have Down syndrome were aborted in 2022, of which 19 were late-term abortions, carried out between 24 weeks gestation and birth. Well, that's all for this week. For regular updates and information on all of our stories, plus much more, visit our website at christian.org.uk. Until next time, goodbye.